T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get to some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Last night, the Miami Heat, they lost to the New York Knicks. So, you know, three straight losses for Miami at the most critical time of the season.
Well, what, like, you, it gets to the point where you're asking a team to be different than they've been all year because of the circumstances. And what I'll say is that this is the team that they've been all year. Mm-hmm. For you to now, after 75 games, say they need to be something different, but what leads you to believe they can?
I don't really understand your question.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we say, oh, they really need this game. Or
they did.
They needed to win these games. But I'm saying, what have they done all year that would lead you to believe that they could just turn it on and get this win?
Oh.
They've been extremely
inconsistent. They're very inconsistent.
And so from that standpoint, like, they've been who they've been all year.
Well, that's
it's
kinda
our fault for expecting them to be something
that's
different.
That's why I'm frustrated by the coach's explanation of it. You know, like, that's why when he always and I know it's not supposed way to rip his team. I'm not. But, like, to say things like, oh, embrace the struggle, we embrace the struggle, I'm like, this team has not embraced the struggle all year. In fact, Bam was just on the record saying he thought the season flew by. And I'm like, this has been one of the most exhausting regular seasons I can remember.
The longest, actually.
As people who cover the Heat and who have for years, this has been one of the most exhausting,
unenjoyable,
and frustrating,
yeah,
and just – And one of the things that makes it enjoyable is not that you don't enjoy watching the players, but it's just the fact that you can never go into a game and think you're going to see anything.
I think the analysis of it has kind of gotten bland. It's just because these are the same guys, other than Kevin Love. We've seen the same team now for two straight years. There really have been no other wrinkles other than, well, we were going to expect more from Tyler and Bam this year. And, you know, Bam had an all-star caliber year, for sure. Definitely has been struggling over the last 3-4 weeks, which has not been great. Tyler, we talked about his inconsistency, but I think that's been part of what I'm getting to is I feel like that's been part of the frustrating part of it, too. It's like, well, we just saw more challenges last year, more adversity last year, and then handle that all better. So when you talk about embracing the struggle, last year's team did. Last year's team embraced Bam being out, Omer Yurtseven stepping up, Kyle being out with personal reasons, Tyler and Gabe stepping up, Jimmy being out, Bam stepping up. Like, they embraced the struggle last year. This year, it's like they couldn't wait for this regular season, you know, to kind of just get by. And you know, and some of their players' mind has breezed by.
I think a lot of it has to do with the different types of struggles. So the struggle was never shooting last year. It was bodies. So you played a bunch of games with 8-9-man rotation. So it limited the options that Spo had. Now, this year, we talked about, you know, everybody getting healthier, everybody being available. And now that you have that, it seems like it's confused the issue even more. It didn't make it easier. It made it more difficult as far as rotations. Who does what? How are we going to go about doing this? How are we going to do this? And then add to that, that you were leading the league in three-point shooting, and now you're at the bottom.
Let's get some cat talk here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, Ooh. Don't set this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius party playing. Get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Marcos, who are you fighting?
What is going on?
Chair tried to embarrass me and make me fall as I was trying to present my Celsius.
Wait,
can you do that all over again?
Oh, trust me. You're Dane Self's going to clip that.
You're fighting a chair?
No, sometimes you just got to intimidate it, show him who's boss. How dare you try to embarrass me as I'm advertising Celsius.
Plop, Plop that fat ass on it.
I feel you. I almost fell outside.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
Yeah. You guys going to bring your Celsius, huh? You don't have
I could use one right now.
I have one in my car. I forgot it. I have an apple cherry.
Wow. Well, let's get to the Panthers. Panthers did get a big win last night.
Yes.
Come back. Here is in the third period, the Panthers needing one. Sam Reinhart stepping up in the 19th minute.
Onto the corner, Verhaeghe up top, Montour. One-timer tip wide in front by Tkachuk. Here on the near side, Verhaeghe under some pressure. Pass out to Montour. Ekblad, one-time drive, he scores! A power play goal tipped in front! And the Panthers tie it at two with 58.5 seconds to go. Sam Reinhart got a stick on that out in front, and this game is tied. The Panthers get a power play goal with their net empty.
Huge, huge goal last night. You hear Doug Blades on the call last night on 560 WQAM. And then in the extra time, overtime, Brandon Montour, he had the game winner to get the Panthers 2 points.
Barkov with Montour. Barkov, left circle, walks in. Front of the net. Montour, he scores! Top shelf! And the Panthers win it in overtime! 3-2 the final here in Toronto! They tie it late in regulation. They win it in overtime. And the Panthers are back to within 1 point of a playoff spot with a come-from-behind overtime win here tonight at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Brandon Montour finishes it off. 3-2 your final score.
There you hear Doug Plagans. Now the Panthers, as he said, 1 point back of the Penguins. Penguins do have a game in hand. Panthers playing tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. When the last time these two teams played, it was a gazillion goals.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens tonight, but that's at 7 o'clock for your cat action. As we have a busy day in South Florida, but you got to watch a little Marlins today. Roll right into the Cats.
Dave Soft said, Marcos just got his land legs. Give him a break.
Point for Twitcher.
Oh, man.
Did you know today's Thirsty Thursdays?
Is that a thing here?
That's what I saw.
I am quite thirsty.
Look, Beer Fest.
I know. I want to go.
When is it?
Isn't that the beer garden's on the lower level? There's a beer garden here.
What's that?
Nice.
It's a garden of beer.
What? Where?
Downstairs. Lower level.
What is a garden of beer?
Listen, we'll be off the air too. We can peruse for a couple hours.
Good luck. Good luck keeping them in their seats.
I don't want to peruse before lunch.
What?
When is lunch to you? I feel like lunch is always
lunch. Yeah, isn't it always lunch?
I get up in the area.
I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I understand.
So, like, if a regular person get up at 8 or 9 o'clock, lunch is 1 or 2. If you get up at 6, lunch is like 11 or 12.
I got up at 6 o'clock today.
Maybe we can go to the clubhouse.
I was here first. Anyone. You can't say anything.
Because you're closest.
Not really.
Mm. Eh. Kind of.
Eh.
I mean, like, just.
I still get traffic.
Based off of distance.
Listen.
Trying to get.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what. The hell with directions on this phone.
Oh, I'm with you.
Because it took, like, I'm like, wait a minute.
Back room.
Why am I going 595 to Turnpike? I don't want to be in the Golden Glades.
They told
and that's exactly where they took
Siri,
me.
Siri lied
I would have went
me.
The back way like I was going to work.
Siri lied to me so hard. She's like, 10 minutes safe. I'm like, I think I should go the other way, Siri, because it looked like there was no, it was all blue. And the other side, it was like orange. It was yellow and red. And I, save 10 minutes, go that way. She didn't know what she's talking about.
Minus one for deception.
Yeah, she didn't know what she's talking about.
Minus one.
Siri. Out of here.
Who is she?
For deception.
Aren't these guys supposed to warm up or something soon?
Well, they were stretching. The guy that was laying down.
He's still there.
He's
still there.
They're doing yoga?
I can't see it from here. It looks like Cody Ross, but that's just...
Why? Because he's a bald white guy?
That's right.
Jeez.
What?
Oh, look. He touched the glove.
Wait. Isn't the guy next to him also a bald white guy?
Fair point, J-Fig.
Maybe that's also Cody Ross.
Oh, wait. Wait.
They all are.
Wait.
Cody Ross.
What kind of pregame stretch is this guy putting on? Did you see that?
It's yoga. A
couple of squats and...
He's
playing catch by himself.
All the baseball players in the world, this dude is playing catch by himself, and he missed it.
I loved having the back spring in my backyard where you just throw it back, bounces back. A little sad, but, you know, only child.
That's rough.
Bounce back. Can we hear from Coach L, Jim Larranaga? Listen, the Canes are going to be playing in a football stadium, and he did talk about that. This is a little different when it comes to the shooters. This is what Coach L had to say about that.
Shooting in a dome is very, very different because, as I said, it's like you're outdoors. So you got to get more comfortable with it. You have to have some practices. Just like we did going into the tournament, using a different basketball. That's not the basketball we use at home here. So the guys got to get comfortable in handling the ball. Now they got to get comfortable in shooting in the dome.
I have been flustered by how orange the basketball is in the tournament. It's so orange. It's very bright.
You know, like this color?
It's very bright.
Strange. I didn't even realize. Like, I thought it was different, but I thought I was like, eh.
You know what?
What?
Like, hey,
what?
Why some of the things you complain about.
I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out.
They're new. They're all new.
So? I just bought a new basketball for my son. Like, there's different colors of basketball. There's, like, the typical burnt orange. This one's like a Nerf ball. Very orange.
Does it bother you?
It's just, you know, it's a lot, J-Fig. It's a lot.
You know, I would tell you the hardest thing, and every basketball player I talk to says it is really hard. You don't have anything to kind of as far as depth perception,
mm-hmm.
because everything's so spaced out. Nothing has any depth perception. So when you shoot, because it's so cavernous, sometimes you have problems shooting in a dome.
Ooh, I have today's lineup. You want the starting lineup for today?
Yes.
Sure.
Leading off. Four, the Miami Marlins.
Cooper?
No. New second baseman, Luis Arraez.
Oh, so you got Arraez and you got the other new guy.
And then you got batting second at third base, Mean Gene Segura.
So the two, yeah.
Then you got Koopa Loop, batting third.
When is Jazz batting?
Cleanup.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jazz cleanup?
Jazz is cleanup.
All right.
Then you got Jorge Soler, DH. He's batting fifth. Avi Garcia batting sixth in right field. Brian De La Cruz, he is batting seventh in left. Jacob Stallings is catching. And Joey Wendell with no batting gloves. He is the starting shortstop. Sandman, of course, on the bump.
So my question is this. How do you feel about a guy that bats with no gloves?
Love it. I love it. Although I do know that guy pees on his hands. There's no doubt about that. Joey Wendell's a hand peer. But it's okay. Utility man, he's old school. You got to respect it.
Do not shake his hand.
He's starting opening day. How can he be a utility guy?
Well, like he's going. You're right. Like this year he's going to be the shortstop. But like last year he played all over. Like that's kind of his deal.
Why?
John Birdie's more the utility guy.
Asked him, what do you feel about a guy wearing no gloves?
Yeah.
And your response was,
you're still stuck on it.
Hand peer.
Moises Alou. Everybody knows that.
All I remember him from is him playing for Chicago and him looking at Bart.
Very Barber. Angry. You yeah. don't remember, but I mean, he was a world champion with us.
Yeah, no, of course.
But also cost him a championship.
Why?
Because of Bartman.
Well, that's Bartman. It wasn't him.
No. I'm saying, like, we cost him a championship.
And furthermore, the ball was in the stands.
That's true.
He didn't have to reach to get it. It was in the stands. And stop acting like you were going to reach over and catch it.
Do you feel like Alou thinks about Bartman on a daily basis?
I mean, he could, but what about the ball that went through the wickets of the shortstop? Right,
Alex Gonzalez botched it.
Right. So, like,
they had their chances.
We tend to do that in sports, right? Like, I tell you about 98 all the time, and we all talk about the kicker, but I can think of at the top of my head, like, three other plays that we had made all year that if any one of those plays happened, the game never gets to that point. So, yeah.
We'll take a quick break. You guys can text the show at 305-567.
Somebody text me a cheeseburger.
Leroy is hungry. Not uncommon.
Oh, now you're hungry.
I've been hungry. I told you.
No, you said you were non-committal. either way.
We have been getting some guests. We talked to Mattress Mac earlier. There's Radio Row, Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row going on, and it is sponsored by Bionet Suite. To gain visibility and control over your business, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Head to netsuite.com/hoops to learn more. Take a quick break. Back with more after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, Tobin Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 o'clock here as the Miami Marlins getting set for opening day. Opening day against the New York Mets. I cannot wait to be on the Jumbotron later. Are you guys excited for me?
Yep.
I can't wait to see you on the Jumbotron.
I would like
this.
To file assault and battery charges on the damage that somebody did to that bathroom.
Marcos, he was just talking about this the entire up and down through the hallway.
Grabs your attention the second you walk out of this room.
It feel like I got attacked by a poop stalker.
Chin music. It's like basically dusted up and in.
Dude, I'm like, whoever did this needs to be arrested.
And it's we're in the media floor, so it's like all the press boxes, all the Mets broadcast, the Marlins broadcast, and Leroy's just like chatting up as he walks back from the popcorn. He goes, "I want that person who blew up that bathroom arrested." And everybody's just like, "Excuse me?
Let's interview. Let's interview them."
Wow.
Wants to do some investigation.
Doors aren't even open yet, man.
The food ain't even ready yet.
All you have is popcorn. Yeah. Towards the popcorn.
Food isn't ready yet.
Buttery.
What could have possibly destroyed somebody's stomach to that level?
Was there coffee out?
They brought that from
morning.
Home.
Could have been get home from a morning coffee kind of deal. Could have been.
That's why I don't go in public.
Know.
For that reason right there.
Little Cafe Bustelo, too much.
Nope, too much. Know your limitations.
What do you think happens for the baseball players? Like, do you think that they make sure they're free and clear as this goes?
But they're in a locker room. It's different.
I'm talking about, like, though, for a game day, like opening day. Sandman got to make sure he's all clear and ready.
Here's the thing, though. Because of training camp, because of all the work you put in the offseason, you're just ready for everything to get started and get into the swing of things. Right? So the first couple of weeks are the excitement of the new season. You want to see the improvements that you made on your game, how that is going to translate into, you know, game action, whether it's hitters hitting, pitchers working on pitches, the new coaching staff, the new manager. You know, all those things, that's what excitement is about early on, because you want to see – like, it's one thing to say, here's all the pieces we added. But if they go out and score 0 runs, everybody's going to be like, okay, what's the difference?
Yeah, but it's baseball and they're facing Max Scherzer.
Right.
Like, it's tough. I understand. But
right.
But they do – I would agree. This team needs to get off to a fast start. I think it's one of those things where, like
– you just need to see – here's what I need to see. I need to see the people that they brought in to do certain things. I want to see them do them. So I want to see the two guys they brought in the top of the order getting on base. Mm-hmm. I want to see Jazz, see how he bounced back from injury. I want to see some of these pitchers and these infielders. I want to see what they can do to see, well, oh, I got, you know, some optimism about this season because a lot of these guys they brought in last year didn't do anything.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I know. I get you. Like, you want to make sure it pays off because, like, last year their big acquisitions of Jorge Soler and Avi Garcia didn't do nothing all nothing. Year. And I know Soler was hurt, but, like, Garcia.
I think the two guys they brought in this year were the mindset. I think there's two guys. There's guys on your team that can change the mindset of how you approach things.
For sure.
When you have a 1-2 hitter that always make contact, always getting on base, always putting the ball in play, it maybe changes the attitude or the mindset of other guys when they go up to the plate. Whereas if everybody's striking out, that means everybody's taking point hacks at it, and it seems like it trickles down the lineup.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. And, like, look, I mean, like, Garrett Cooper was an all-star. Last year, and then off the, you know, fell off a cliff in the second half of the season. It feels like they could do things a lot better. Now, it's still, like, you know, you're in this division that's stacked and rich, so it's tough. It's a tough go of it. I'm not saying that this is going to be an easy season for Miami, but, you know, to show some fight, be a little bit more competitive. That's going to be the big thing for them going into this. And, yeah, if you can get off to a nice start against this Mets team that their owner spends a gazillion dollars on, it'd be a nice feeling.
Right.
Be a nice feeling, for right. sure. But that didn't really answer my question. Do you think that Sandy Alcantara makes sure that he's, good to go? No bathroom blow-ups in the, after
you
first pitch? It's never
to.
Happened to you on the football field.
No.
Never.
Never.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Pee?
Nope. Well, yeah, pee. Not on the sidelines.
Really?
I hold it till halftime.
What about medical time?
So you don't pull a Crowder?
No. Like, I think that's absurd. You're a grown-ass man. You can't control your own movements.
Our colleague just, you know, is infamous for that. I mean, he comes on afterwards with Hockman, and he's a multi-pants peer. And I respect it.
Yep.
As an adult, no.
Come on.
You can't tell. Hey, he can't say nothing to his kids then.
That's true.
You know, I'm going to tell him. Daddy, you used to do it to in your pants.
I feel like the Crowders know. I
have never.
Something tells me Shannon here. Tells the kids, you come from a long line of pants peers.
I have never had to go that bad. That because, first of all, you have to understand, your breakfast meal has to carry you until after the game. So there's no. Like, because you're burning so many calories, you can't eat the amount of calories that you're going to burn.
Mm-hmm.
So all those calories, all that stuff you're eating is being stored as nutrients. So I ain't giving nothing up. I need that. So I don't cramp up. And then you're constantly drinking. You're constantly drinking electrolytes, which constipate you. So I can't imagine how anybody could have to stop the game and go make a boo-boo.
You guys can text the show at 305-567-0560. Some text rolling in. Opening day, you guys got to get that number one English Marlins fan from across the pond. We should get him back on. I don't know if we'll get him on today, but we should get Peter Pratt. I saw his opening video today, and I just really like the way he says Marlins. So shout
it's
out.
It's weird. We've,
shout
we've,
out to we've, Peter. We and got, fish Dol- across
we
the
got
pond.
Dolphins fans in England. Now yep. You got Marlins fan. It's crazy.
It is
That's
crazy.
That's great.
Marlins.
Oh, look. We got some. Why are we fake throwing?
What are you talking about?
Down third baseline.
Okay.
They're fake throwing.
Probably like a weighted ball to get loose. Just a couple of things so really? Everybody's ready,
well,
I guess.
You know what? It's better than doing the Little Mermaid over there.
Oh, yeah. This guy.
I don't know what that guy's doing. He's literally been laying down for like an hour.
Guys,
and
it's yoga.
They were both in
you know what
mermaid
I call him?
Position.
He looks like he's sunbathing
he
on,
looks
the,
like
on the beach.
That's the UD of baseball.
Minus one.
Why would you say that?
Minus one.
Minus one.
Minus one.
For sass. Minus
My
one.
My favorite is that the guy sitting in the dugout with full baseball gear on. And he's on a 15-day DL. Why? Go inside and chill.
Another guy says, how can we just allow Leroy to fat-shame people constantly? Tobin, Marcos, Pudge Rodriguez, offensive, defensive linemen. You're right, sir. I don't understand.
I don't fat-shame people.
You're a serial fat-shamer, I think.
You really are.
You really are a serial fat-shamer.
Well,
you called somebody chunky 52 at spring training.
That's true. You like to emphasize that Dan Day's mom goes by Big Len.
Was he?
Dude, it doesn't mean you have to broadcast it to everybody. Like, I'm sure he knows. Just, he's not svelte.
I was setting the visual. That's what I was
No one had to know that.
Now batting, Chunky 52.
But you know
52.
What we did need to know? That Beer Fest is Saturday, apparently.
Oh, you going, J-Fig? Yeah, you've gone to multiple Beer Fests here, yeah?
I love beer.
I understand.
Any reason why you went, yeah?
I'm not, I don't know.
Now all of a sudden you're German?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you have
it's a lot of fun here.
Yeah. Wait! I want to see some baseball being played. This guy's playing with rubber bands.
They're stretching. This is what they do. This is how baseball players get ready.
They didn't need stretching in Normandy.
Two World Wars. That guy was great.
Look, he got up.
Oh, good for him. He'll be back down in a second.
I don't think Beer Fest is this weekend.
Well, don't ruin it for him, Marcos.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We don't know, dude.
All right, sure.
Yeah. You know?
All right. It's not.
I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm going to cry.
We do have an excellent view.
We do have an excellent
view.
That
is
really
a beautiful
cool.
view. Yeah.
I'm going to make my own Beer Fest here.
You go, really? Girl. She just said she's going to.
You drink all different kinds of beer?
She just found out there was
like
a beer garden.
Dark beer.
I got lost. Catch me a beer garden.
When does Skip Schumacher hold court with the media?
Ooh.
He does that from the dugout. I always like that with a manager, a Skip. You know, you sit in the dugout, you take some questions, and then you go play some ball. What? Why are you huffing and buffing? I don't understand. You're not enjoying baseball today?
I am enjoying baseball.
You got your popcorn?
I'm doing all baseball stuff.
You do? You're going to get some Cracker Jack?
No.
No? You don't like the caramel? Too much?
No, I gave it up. I got 10 more days.
That's true. Easter is almost here. Easter is almost here. We'll take a quick break. You guys can get us at 305-567-0560. Text that you're getting driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Back with more for this.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here.
All
started
right.
From the bottom, now we're here.
I have a very special announcement. Are you guys listening? Marcos, are you even there?
Yes.
We are live from Lone Depot Park.
Nice.
And guess who just made an appearance?
Who is it? I need to know.
I don't think you're ready for this.
Oh,
are you ready
man.
For this? Leroy, are you ready for this?
Oh, man.
I'm ready.
Tobin, are you ready for this?
I am ready for this.
All right. All right. Presenting
Opening day. Live from Lone Depot Park. Yeah. We got the Slim Jims. We got it all happening here for us. For those destiny New York Mets who have walked into town. This is what I'm talking about, the greatest day of the year. And we're finally here with my guy, Leroy Hood. It was a bit of a stretch, but we're here, everybody. The Sandman's on the bump today. And we got this old, washed-up Max Scherzer. He doesn't know what's going to hit him because the Sandman's coming out here. Time is running out on the Sandman. He's got the time running out on the Mets. He doesn't even know. Coming in here, defending Cy Young winner. The Marlins fan doesn't even know what's going to hit him today. Too much. We got a whole new stacked lineup with Luis Arraez coming in here. He's going to be leading things off. He's going to be taking it from the left side. You know what they call him? They got him. He is the batting champion. Got it coming for you. And not only that, we got a guy right behind him at the corner. Mean Gene Segura. It's all happening for us. You want a Slim Jim?
No, I think meat in a plastic wrap is the most disgusting thing in the world.
Slim Jims are delicious. Very, very good. Keeps you nutritious. I heard you were hungry.
Not that hungry.
Come on,
that was
Leroy.
So nice of him.
It really
you
was.
Fun,
man.
I brought you a snack.
Snap
How old are those Slim Jims? Slim Jims are ageless.
See?
It's jerky.
Jesus.
Is there an inspiration?
He's been using those Slim Jims for props for 5 years.
It's not true. I'm going to give these out to the people today. We're going to see people out here. God. If you want to
nice.
Macho's out here. We're going to be going over there to the terrace. We're going to be on the jumbotron.
Look at all the people over there already.
We got people over there. I don't know where those people came from, but it's all happened. We got this thing. This team together, the best Marlins team put together this side of 2003.
Don't say it.
Jorge Soler Power coming together. He's going to fuel this big bounce back season for Jorge. Okay? Then we got Jazz Chisholm cleaning things up. He's going to be rooming out in center field. Sweet jazz music is going to be coming all around. Where's Keith Hernandez? Where is he?
Where is he?
Does he know how to say Judge Chisholm's name yet?
I saw him.
Does he know? Where's
I saw
him?
Keith that. Hernandez.
This is going to be
a I big saw Tommy.
His name's correct.
Tommy Hutton. Mm-hmm. And Craig Mish.
Tommy Hutton's a great legend. Way better broadcaster than Keith Hernandez.
Did he tell you to stop the quibbling?
Yes.
Did he tell us?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a lie. Who is that?
Chaz Chisholm.
Get it right, Keith Hernandez.
You better
know who the Marlins center field is. He's going to be the guy who's going to be batting left and right, chasing balls down over there at Old O'Malley. He's going to be having a victory Slim Jim on Old Triple M. And not only that, we got ourselves Joey Wendell taking over at shortstop for Jazz Chisholm. And you know what they call him, all that Joey Wendell's? The old Big Batting Classic with Little Frosty. It's a work in progress. A work in progress. And not only that, don't forget we got Koopa Loop coming back. The Koop is loose. No further questions, Mean Gene. I'm out of here. No further questions.
Hey, why are you leaving?
You guys don't respect baseball.
He said we don't respect baseball.
He literally just left. That's messed up.
Dang. You know, I wish Tobin would have got a chance to see that in person, though.
I think he is...
He's probably the one in the bathroom.
I think he was the one in the bathroom. Yeah. This poop gate has been.
Hey.
Poop gate.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Marcos.
Yes, sir.
Not for nothing.
Yeah.
But we almost had to get.
Hey.
Oh, Tobit. He just missed
we,
it.
He just missed it.
What we almost had to get CSI up here.
What happened?
That's how bad it was.
Tobin, you just missed it, man.
CSI Miami. To get up here and investigate.
You're right? Still trying to investigate that poop?
It was, yeah. Dude, it smelled like a dead
to
body.
To be honest,
was
we think it was you. You missed Macho Marlins, man.
Really? You did.
He hasn't
he
been
was
around.
Just here, dude.
Whoa.
He was
wow.
Just here. Yeah. Giving out Slim Jims. Can you believe it or not? He was actually giving them out.
Leroy,
is that where these came
down.
From? Is that where these came from?
He yeah. Throwing it down.
No. Why not? I don't eat. Dude.
Come on.
I thought like he was hungry.
It's raw
never
meat
good enough for you, dude.
To cook meat, to eat meat. I'm not going in preservative meat direction. Like we what's that show that comes on where they eat the anything? Naked and Afraid.
Tobin, do you consider those Slim Jims cooked?
That's
a good question.
They're smoked. They're cooked.
Actually, I've never those seen a Slim
cooked.
Jim in my
they're
life.
Cooked.
They're
let
not,
me see.
They're not cooked because they're not hot.
Wait. Because they're
that's
not
what I was like.
Hot.
That's what I was getting. Yep.
That is not true.
That's what I was getting at.
Did you hear that, Marcos? Mm. So you've never ate cold pizza?
I have had cold pizza.
Is it cooked?
No. It's cold pizza. You know what cooked pizza is? Pizza.
Hot pizza. Yeah, no. Right.
No.
Trust me,
cold
guys.
Pizza is
hot
cooked, dude.
Hot pizza is redundant.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's redundant.
Cold pizza is cooked.
What if a place only sold cold pizza? Would they do well?
No.
Yes.
Mm.
No, they would.
Mm. I think they would.
Because that means you got to take a perfectly fresh pizza and age it.
Yeah, just leave it out for a little bit.
Just like some of, hey, some of those places that sell
slices, yeah.
Them slices be sitting up underneath that heat for a while.
Well, I'm guilty of selling
they've been
old
there.
Slices.
Yep. Like them chicken wings at 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah. Those are sketch.
By the way, speaking of chicken wings.
Yep.
This man has popcorn under his seat.
Wow, Leroy.
Hey, take it. Because let me explain something.
Hold on. Don't yank off your wires.
Come
let me explain
on.
Something.
Be careful with this one.
Once you get to the bottom of the bag, the kernels, the little popcorns are so small. So when I go in, you might get a couple of loose ones.
Mm.
Huh.
Man. Excuses.
Have we heard anything from Houston in a while there, Marcos? It's okay if we haven't. I just wanted to make sure I'm not missing anything.
So, wait a minute.
You're not missing anything.
Serving size, one third of the stick.
Yeah, so three servings.
That's 400 calories.
What?
So?
For an imaginary piece of meat.
Not cooked.
I've seen it's somebody cooked. In the studio just eat that all in once.
They all eat them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel attacked.
It wasn't you, actually.
we did have Mattress Mac on earlier in the show. He was coming to us live from Westwood One's NCAA Final Four Radio Row, which is brought to you by Monster.com. Monster.com can help you slam dunk the job search and make your next career move. It's time to get off the bench. Go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. We are, it looks like the whole crew's starting to get out here, Leroy. We got the warm-ups going on right now.
They're going to talk to Skip because I see a couple of the media people that were up here.
You see them venturing on down there?
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to go.
Wait. Listen, look at all the baseball people for the Marlins out, and then the Mets just have a little social gathering.
Yeah, because I don't think they do batting practice first. I think the Marlins do, so they're probably just doing a little long toss action. I see Johnny Cueto.
Is that the dude doing the high knees?
No, Johnny Cueto's the dude with the long hair with the blue the blue glove. Right there in the middle. See? Wind up. That's Johnny Cueto. He's got the ambulance souped up with all the speakers.
Does he?
Epic entrance for Johnny Cueto to his Marlins career. It really was.
That's pretty cool. He came in an ambulance?
Yeah, he has this ambulance that's like souped up with speakers for music.
I like that.
And they brought it here for his first press conference, and it was epic. He danced all the way from center field to the mound.
All right.
Yep.
That buys you at least
a year. At least he's getting some exercise in.
Dude, you got to stop fat-shaming the pitchers. I got to say, it's very unbecoming.
Wow.
It's very unbecoming.
Wait, I'm just saying.
Bro.
Jesus.
I'm just – Johnny Cueto is a thick dude.
Huh?
He's a thick dude.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not fat shaming.
It is when you say, oh, at least he's getting some exercise. Like, you want me to sit here with the Slim Jims going, but shh.
I do. But listen.
It's not nice.
It's not nice.
It's not nice.
What? I didn't state anything that wasn't factual.
Dude, why are you going to a guy who's been that long in the league, been that successful?
I didn't see one has nothing to do with the other for me.
Yeah.
Me saying he's a little poorly does not take away from what I think he is as a baseball player.
Okay, but you also adding the cutting adjective, a little portly. Like, you don't have to say that.
I didn't say he was fat.
What are you saying?
Well.
Uh-huh.
What are you saying, though?
I said his BMI is slightly above what the normal person that...
So you're
that
saying
I would be?
His ERA lower than his BMI? Is that what you're trying to say?
I would hope so. BMI would be the number of home runs you want one of your players to have.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You've been doing this now since spring training.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I just, yeah. Okay.
Where's our boy Puck? Is he out there? That dude's slim.
Yeah. I don't see any slim guys, like the tall slim guys, or maybe it's just
be careful,
my
though.
Eyes are deceiving
Leroy
me.
Leroy also skinny shames, too, though, so be careful.
No, I don't.
You see that Dan
just
Day.
Just because I said Dan Day was built like a Triscuit, that didn't mean like.
Said he was built like a mayonnaise sandwich.
No, that,
Jesus.
That might be thicker. Like, no, dude.
Looks like it's clearing up outside, though.
Thankfully, it was dark.
It was dark, and
it's dark.
And everybody was coming in with umbrellas.
Now you're able to see the buildings a lot clearer.
Yeah, can you give us a weather update, Leroy, from the Desmond and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Unfortunately, I can't see nothing, but I will go ahead on this.
Put your hand on the glass.
I can't. Oof. No. I'm going to say it's probably like right around 80, 82 degrees. The winds are light, and I'm trying to think the last place I saw a plane taking off, but I'm guessing this time of year the wind starts coming mostly out of the east. But and it's we're in the evening. A front is coming through. I don't know if it's through yet, but until it comes through, there's going to be rain every evening.
as all that stuff builds over the ocean.
What do we got, Marcos? How did he do?
You guys are in Little Havana, right?
Yeah.
So it is 76 degrees with thunderstorms over there. Wind is coming out of the east northeast at 12 miles per hour. And yeah, you got a lot of rain going on today. 99% cloud coverage.
Now, sounds like we got a roof closed opening day.
Love it.
Well,
which doesn't matter. You want to know something? Still pretty good.
Yep. How much you think it costs to because whether you open a roof or not, you're still going to have the AC on.
I don't know.
So
probably costs a lot, dude.
Probably
costs a lot. Those look like very big AC ducts. Those things are cold, too. Have you ever sat up there? They right on you. Right on you, dude.
That's why I brought my little...
Your little hoodie?
Yeah, just
you look very.
Are you cold?
No, but it's really light. It's nothing.
Where do you want to watch
the
game?
Sleeves, girl.
You going to go watch the game over there on the terrace?
Huh?
You want to watch the game up here? You going to watch it in the terrace? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Where are you going to be? I know, obviously.
But here's the problem.
I don't know. I'm going to be all over the place.
Here's the problem. If I watch it from here, I have all my stuff with me.
I got you.
If I watch it somewhere else, I got to tote all my stuff around.
I got you. It's a good place to keep your stuff, for sure.
Right.
For sure. All right, we'll take a quick break. Final hour of the show coming on up. We are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, live from Lone Depot Park as the Marlins are getting set to take on the New York Mets. We appreciate the Marlins for having us out here today. We're having a lot of fun, enjoying the atmosphere, the vibes.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a great day.
It has been a great day so far, J-Fig.
Uh-oh, I see. Look, are we doing some striders now?
Little sprint action?
Yeah.
All right.
We've actually been doing that already.
We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
And I was tired of him being here anyway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.